It's Friday in November. November is that month when the trees start getting naked. Leaves start to declothe themselves and they get crunchy and they scrape along the sidewalks. It's that time of the mud. The rains come and gets hard, the ground gets hard, and then it thaws. And it's, I don't know about you, but for me, it's easy for me to get stuck in the mud a little bit in November because we've been going hard for a couple months, studying, living, friendships, all the different kinds of activities. In November, it's easy to start to feel our muscles get a little tired and our emotions get a little wear down. I get stuck in the proverbial mud, so to speak. And in November, particularly in November, I'm susceptible to some voices that keep me in the mud, which is why I need to listen to some other voices. Voices that remind me that the good news is that I don't have to stay in the mud anymore. One of the voices that I really love is a man named C.S. Lewis. Do you know this name? I love C.S. Lewis. I was preaching at Wheaton College last week, and let me just say, I love Hope College. I was preaching at Wheaton College last week, and at Wheaton, they've got this place called the Wade Center, and they have C.S. Lewis's desk. This is C.S. Lewis sitting at his desk, and they have there that same desk in the Wade Center. I found myself strangely moved in its presence, knowing at this desk, C.S. Lewis would have more than likely penned some of the most memorable words of the 20th century for the church. The Narnia series. One of my favorite novels, Till We Have Faces. One of my favorite sermons called The Weight of Glory. Do you know this sermon? It begins with these words. He says that, indeed, if we consider the unblushing promises of reward and the staggering nature of the rewards as promised in the Gospels, it would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We're half-hearted creatures messing about with drink and sex and ambition when infinite joy is offered us. Like a child who goes on making mud pies in the slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by a holiday at the sea. We are far too easily pleased. We are far too easily pleased. I need to hear that voice again, particularly in November. Because in November, it's easy for me to get stuck in the mud. And I need to revisit those staggering claims, those staggering declarations, those staggering promises that remind me that my reality actually is not the mud, but is actually a holiday at the sea. I need to find the voices that unlock me from the caged world in which I'm trapped so that I might run wild and explore the wide open country of salvation. Once again, I need to hear another voice. And I want to share one of those voices I need to hear with you because I think maybe, just maybe, there's someone in this room who needs to hear it too. It's the voice from the word that we love, the Holy Scriptures, from the pen of St. Paul to the Christians in Rome. For those of you who are joining us now, we have been working our way through Paul's epistle to the Romans. It's been called the Cathedral of the Christian Faith. And each verse is like a stained glass window that allows the light from true light to illuminate the darkness within so that we might see a vision for life without. I want to share one of those windows with you today. Chapter 8, verse 1. It is a voice that helps us get out of the mud. Now, to do this, I'm going to ask my choir. I'm going to need you to stand with me. And I might ask your participation. It's one verse. We're going to learn one verse today. My goal for us is that for each of us, we get this grooved into our soul so that when we leave Dimnit Chapel, we leave not walking in the muck, but exploring that wide open country of salvation. That we leave considering this staggering claim. And here's the verse. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's what I want us to learn. That's my goal, my objective. Choir, I'm gonna need your help. Say what I say, do what I do. There is.
There is.
Therefore.
Therefore.
Now.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Not in the future.
Not in the future.
Today.
Today.
Right now.
Right now.
There is therefore
there
now.
Now.
Come on, Edie.
There is
therefore.
There is therefore.
Right now.
Right now.
No.
No.
Nada.
Nada.
Zero.
Zero.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh. Yeah, I like that. We get a little hand motion going. Uh-uh. Yeah, we'll get this in there. We're going to learn this, Hope College, because this is the good news. There is therefore now.
There is therefore now.
No.
No.
Zero.
Zero.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nada.
Nada.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
Condemnation
for those.
That means
me.
That means you.
That means them.
That means all
who are in
Christ Jesus.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
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 There is therefore
now.
Right now.
No.
Uh-uh.
Condemnation
for those
who are in
Christ Jesus
right now.
Right now.
Oh, sit down, choir. Yeah, give them a little love. That's what I need to hear. When I'm in November and I'm stuck in the mud, I need to hear that. Yeah, amen. There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Today, when you are walking around and you feel a little whisper from the dark place, I want you to do no, nada, absolutely nothing, and no condemnation, because I hear that voice, and maybe you do too. I hear that voice that says, Trig, you're nothing. God doesn't love you, because he knows what you did. He knows what you thought. You know, God still remembers that time in high school. He still remembers what you did to your friend. Trig, you are nothing. No one really, really likes you. Trig, you're stupid. And you're dumb. And you're a fraud. And a hypocrite. And everyone knows it. I don't know if you know that voice. I know that voice all too well in my life. It comes out of that dark place, the depths of hell. And it whispers to me, I am nothing. And I need to remember. I need to hear. And I need to believe another voice. The voice that says there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. My friends, it's November, and you're tired. And you should be tired because you have been working so hard, pushing yourself to the limits. And in November, you're going to have a lot of time at your desk where you're going to be writing words, finishing the last set of papers, giving the final push to this semester. When you get tired, it's easy to believe the voices that come from the dark place. And when you hear them, no, nada, absolutely zero, I will not believe this voice, because the truth is, the gospel truth is, that your life is defined not by that voice of no, but by another voice that says yes. The voice of Jesus that says, you are my beloved. The voice of Jesus that says, I have claimed you as my own, marked you forever. The voice that says that it has nothing to do with what you have done. It has everything of what I have done. And what I have done is died for you, risen for you. I'm interceding for you right now. Absolutely no. I will not condemn you. You are mine. That is the voice of God. The voice of the Lord that says, you are my beloved. Yeah, come on now. Give him a little love. All right. But we clap because it's true. And we need not listen to the voice of the liar anymore. And when we believe the word of Jesus, we are in him, we belong to him, body and soul, life and in death. And therefore, we can leave Dignity Chapel and we can stay out of the mud and run wild in that wide open country of salvation because it's true. There is therefore now, right now, today, no, nothing, nada, zero condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. Let me pray. Lord, may each person here be set free. May each person here know that in you, Jesus, there's no more condemnation, that we can shout that ugly, dark voice back down to where it came from, because we are overwhelmed with the voice of our Lord, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, go in peace. Amen.